You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we have a problem.
On the day of my judgment, when I stand before God, and he asks me, why did I kill one of his true miracles? What am I going to say? That he was my job.
Wilson! Wilson!
Now you hear up close, and only on you thought the first time we met, eye to eye.
Why does it have to be human or divine? Maybe human is divine.
Away! And we are going on a plane to meet some woman who could be a crazy sick lunatic. Didn't you see Fatal Attraction?
You wouldn't let me.
Well, I saw it, and it scared the shit out of me. It scared the shit out of every man in America.
You are a toy!
With my managers, and he called me a talking fire on this shit. And that was when my parents drove all the way down from Michigan to see me play the game. And did I cry?
No.
And you know why?
No.
Because there's no crying in baseball. There's no crying in baseball.
Hey guys, how's it going? Happy T-Hanksgiving to you all. It's our T-Hanksgiving special bonus episode. With me is Drew Sacogburn. Drew.
What up, bro?
How you doing, dude?
Happy T-Hanksgiving, man.
Happy T-Hanksgiving to you, too. We are here in observance of T-Hanksgiving, where we give thanks for the films of T-Hanks.
I mean, yeah. I mean, isn't that the point of the holiday, right?
That's the point, right? Yeah, we sit around and we talk about our favorite T. Hanks stuff.
Yeah, and you watch Tom Hanks movies all day and eat turkey. And
eat some turkey or ham and you have a good
T.
time.
T. Hanks it up.
Real quick, off the top of your head, what is one of your favorite Tom Hanks movies? Go.
I mean, Toy Story is amazing.
Toy Story is great.
Apollo 13's up there.
Classic.
Joe vs. the Volcano.
That's a good one. Overlooked many times, Joe vs. the Volcano.
Bachelor Party.
That's your party, one of the very first ones.
Yeah, no, his early stuff when he was, you know, trying to be, when he was a funny man. He started off as a funny man.
Chris. He started off in the comedy. Well, he started with the TV, with the Love Boat, and the Bosom Buddies. Bosom Buddies is what made him popular, you know. But then he did like Splash and Turner and Hooch. He was like a cop, but he was a funny cop with a dog.
He was a funny cop with a dog.
They don't make many cops with dog movies anymore.
You know, A League of Their Own.
The League of Their Own, it was like...
There's no crying in baseball, Chris.
One of his... that was probably his biggest movie up to that point. What was that, like 94? The director of that, Penny
92.
Marshall, 92, the director said that was the first time Tom Hanks ever played a character in a movie where he wasn't just doing Tom Hanks, but he was like a fully realized... that's also part of the writing. Did you co-write that? That may have been her like patting herself on the back there, but...
And then after that, it was Sleepless in Seattle and Philadelphia. I mean, those were pow.
Then after Philadelphia, it was Forrest Gump.
And that's T. Hanks.
Yeah.
That's how he became.
That is the one, the only. Yeah.
The T. Hanks.
That 90s run with that and the Apollo 13 and all that is when
Toy Story,
become
Apollo
T. Hanks.
13.
But that Philadelphia Forrest Gump back to back, that's the best actor back to back wins.
1-2.
At the ages of like 38 and 39. And you're right. That is when this is who Tom Hanks is from now on. A guy who can still be funny and charming and do all that stuff, but then also gets into the serious dramatic stuff as well.
Yeah.
But he still had his, not the good movies, however you want to say them.
Oh, of course. I mean, You've Got Mail was awful.
I wouldn't call it awful. It's not great. It does have Dave Chappelle in it.
That Thing You Do was not very good.
No, and that's one of the few ones he directed.
Saving Private Ryan was awesome.
Sure, but I mean, it's Spielberg war movie. Yeah. That's also an ensemble that he led. But,
exactly.
It's pretty fantastic.
I mean, Castaway was good.
Castaway, obviously, the movie where he he gained and lost something like 55 pounds total. Yeah. Some crazy like that.
The Green Mile.
Green Mile's good stuff.
Yeah. Road to Perdition, Catch Me If You Can. The Terminal was...
Sure, that's like minor Spielberg. Not all that great. Very skippable, very missable type of movie. Larry Crown is one where it's like, what is this?
Exactly. All those Da Vinci Code movies.
All the Dan Brown stuff. Yeah. But those are also like, what's his name? Ron Howard's highest grossing films, those movies. So that's why they make them, because they make the money. It's people go see them.
And then he does stuff like Cloud Atlas, and it's like fucking Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Where he's like, how many different actors, how many different characters can I play? Cloud Atlas is a very underrated, underappreciated movie, for sure.
People don't get it, Chris.
And people don't get it. It takes work to get that movie, unfortunately. And work is hard.
It is.
But then, I do miss that, like, 80s comedy Hanks, though. The Money Pit Hanks and Burbs.
Mm-hmm.
Big.
Yeah. You know,
that was a solid run, too, there.
It was.
Even though it was, I mean, more Tom Hanks-y than normal.
Yeah.
Now he's more like, I'm gonna play Captain Phillips, and then I'm gonna play Captain Sully, and then I'm gonna play
Water Captains. And nobody's gonna want to travel with me ever again.
I was Captain Lowell. Yeah, the space on a plane, on a boat. Things are always fucking up around him, but he's also getting out of it at the end.
I mean, he does make it through.
Often with many survivors around him intact.
He makes it through, but there's no guarantee you will.
I think he does a pretty good job. You've Got Mail isn't that great, but it is part of that trilogy of Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan movies. Mm-hmm. Like you said, Joe vs. Volcano under that, and then Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh.
That's that whole thing there. Toy Story 4, it's been delayed, but they're still going to make it.
It's Pixar, so...
It is Pixar.
It's going to be good. Even though the last one should have been the last one, but whatever.
He has appeared in 3 movies this year that came out this year.
Okay.
A Hologram for the King, that Tom Sykwer movie, which they met on making Cloud Atlas. Inferno, which just came out. And Sully, which I saw back in September, which was pretty good. He was pretty good. Also, this is interesting, 8 of his movies were nominated for Best Picture.
Nice.
Yeah. The only one that won was Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's Forrest Gump, man.
Very popular movie at the time. Very, very popular. Very well liked. He did an episode of Yo Gabba Gabba.
I'm sure he did.
He's that type of guy.
Well, and also, I read a thing on the internet and saw pictures. Apparently, Tom Hanks was, you know, being Tom Hanks, being regular Tom Hanks.
Sure.
Saw some guy passed out at a bar. With his phone open, unlocked. So he grabbed it, he put his arm around the drunken guy,
and he's like,
took a selfie,
left
the guy's phone there, and then when the guy woke up after, you know, being drunk, he had a picture of him and Tom Hanks on his phone.
Yeah, he was like face down on the table. Yep. I saw that picture yesterday, as a matter of fact.
So he's one of those type of guys.
Yeah, he's a funny dude. He's very self-aware, but still very likable. You never hear a bad thing about him.
Yeah, well, either one of two things. Either he... is, you know, a fairly clean guy
apparently
in his life, or B, he's, you know, like the Bill Cosby type, where you won't find out until the very, very end how awful he was.
That would be so heartbreaking. With Tom Hanks to go through a Bill Cosby type thing, that would be terrible. But there's not even any smoke, let alone fire.
No.
You know, never hear anything.
Maybe he's got that shit contained, bro. Maybe, you know what? Maybe Tom Hanks just ices everybody. He's just like, you know what? Fuck it. You're gone. No secret.
Is there a trail of missing people surrounding Tom Hanks' life?
It could be.
We should hire a private investigator to look into that. He'll look at us like we're crazy. You don't know until you look into it, dude. I don't know. I think he's just a clean living dude who, I mean, I think his weakness is foodstuffs, because he got that late.
He gets all
late in life. He got that late in life diagnosis, later in life diagnosis, type 2 diabetes, adult onset diabetes, and that was like only 4 or 5 years ago. He might be just that type of guy who's like,
perhaps.
You know, Anthony Davis, like that Black Hasselhoff, he like, he doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, nothing, no drugs, clean life. But then you look at his Instagram feed and it's like,
here's
2 Oreos surrounded a cheeseburger, battered and deep fried, smothered in like all the sauces and cheeses and syrups. And it's like, man,
he's just looking for the same chemical release. He just finds it in a different way,
which is
Chris.
Totally fine. Totally fine. I think that's Tom Hanks' deal. Because he's been married for a while, got kids.
Mm-hmm.
He's got that one kid who's like Colin. Colin's fine. Everyone likes Colin. His other kid, the one, the Chaz, the one who does hip hop.
Sure.
You haven't heard about this dude?
No.
If you look up Tom Hanks's quote, other son, mm-hmm. it's this real douchebaggy dude with like a line beard.
Oh.
And he does really bad white hip hop and gets in trouble all the time and he can't stay out of trouble.
He's
sucks.
A bad seed.
Yeah, he's the bad one. Yeah, all the, it's like, Colin's a good one, this mm-hmm. other one's a bad one. It's proof that no one can get, you can't guarantee to get that right.
Nope.
Sometimes it's just, you're stuck with a bullshit kid. What happens? What's the most controversial thing around him? His son sucks. One of his sons sucks, but his other one's great, so it balances out. And recently he joins the ranks of like rich old white straight guys who's like, give Donald Trump a chance. It's not the end of the world. We'll be fine. Telling everyone to relax.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, he's got enough money to where he doesn't give a fuck either way.
He's in his bubble. He's working. Yeah. He's not hurting for money.
Nope.
Exactly. Exactly. One of his kids is fine. The other one is like, fuck it. He's married to Rita Wilson for a long time. So.
Yeah.
Give thanks for T. Hanks. He is the rare bird where
he
he's
is.
Like, you know.
I mean, that's why we named the entire day after him that we celebrate every
year.
We
get together, yeah. What's your favorite T. Hanks recipe? One of my favorites is the Wilson marshmallow balls.
Okay.
The recipe's simple. You take some marshmallows, and you gotta, like, kind of mush them into ball form. And then you take some raspberry jam, and you paint little bloody handprint faces on all of them, and then you lay them out, and it's Wilson
so the little edible balls. Wilson clones?
Yes. Yeah.
That's kind of creepy.
That's a good one. Can you? Here's another good one.
I don't have any T. Hanks recipes.
Here's another good T. Hanks dinner recipe. Yeah, you're the chef. You can come up with these. Here's another one. This one takes a bit of trickery. You bring out, you know, what's that plate with the covering? With the metal cover? When it's like when you can present the food?
What's that? It's just...
I don't even know how... But you know what I'm describing, yes. Right? You bring out the plate and it's covered and you uncover the plate and it's a Cornish hen.
Okay.
And there's like a table full of people like, well, that's not enough food for everyone. You're like, oh shit. And you cover it, and then you cover it up, and then you have like, you have like smoke bombs go off in the corner. Everyone's like, whoa, what's that? And as they look away, you swap it out with another identical plate covered, and then you uncover it, and it's like a big ass turkey. And it's like, it's a T. Hanks big turkey dinner. It takes a little bit of showmanship.
So what does that have to do with anything?
Big. The movie Big, where it's small and it's big. You make the bird look small and then it gets big. It's the big dinner.
Okay.
It's the T. Hanks big turkey.
That was kind of a stretch.
It takes a long... It's a walk.
It'd be...
It's a walk to get
it'd
there.
It'd be easier if we could have the Cornish hen just talk to Zoltan.
That's easier somehow? First, you gotta get a Zoltan. Is it a Zoltan? Zoltar?
Zoltan. Zoltar.
You gotta get one of the machines first. That's a pain in the ass. Are you kidding me? You can also do for T. Hanksgiving.
You're just trying to come up with movie references and turn them into food.
Yeah, I mean, you could do what's the on a log? Ants on a log?
Frogs on a log?
Frogs on a log? No, ants on a log. Isn't that a celery with the peanut butter and raisins?
I was told it's frogs on a log.
Frogs on a log?
Same thing.
I don't know what I'm talking
about. But there's some really big ants. That piece of celery is supposed to be a log. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I guess. So. yeah, it's all right. What spotted dick? What's that one?
That is King Ralph. That is, I believe that's Tom Hanks.
But what's the food though?
Oh, it's actually a spotted. Like it's like a pastry.
Oh, it's a pastry. Yeah. Yeah, big man, the big turkey, the big bird.
Awful.
That was a tough one.
It was bad.
That was a tough one.
It was not good at
that's
all.
A hard one. I was trying to think of one around Philadelphia.
That was a T. Hanksgiving whiffer.
Yeah. Yeah. A Captain Phillips one, like Ethiopian meal. I don't know. But he shoot it through the head. I don't see how this works here. What's going on?
And you say, now I am the captain.
I am the captain. I am the turkey now. Look at me. I'm the T. Hanks now. So T. Hanks, what's he got in store? More movies, hopefully. He'll be around for a while, making more. He looks like
hopefully he doesn't go, you know, like batshit crazy on us, and you know, we find out he's like a closet Nazi this whole time,
or a pain pill addiction. Yeah, he is. No, he's not. Please don't be a closet Nazi. That's why no more heroes, dude.
I mean, you never know.
No more heroes.
Yeah.
Well, we have gathered here to give thanks to T. Hanks and his movies. Very, very. This isn't like a film school thing. It's very fluffy. We're just here to get T. Hanks.
Just T. Hanks, man.
Yeah.
Trying to keep it nice and light.
So, T. Hanks, Drew.
T-Hanks.
And T-Hanks, everyone listening, hope you have a wonderful T-Hanksgiving and all that jazz. Right?
Right.
Sure.
Get fed on turkey.
We made it to 15 minutes. Good enough.
Hooray!